Right, okay, so it's Saturday, the 20th of January 2018, and today's recording, I'm in Hepworth on the Norfolk-Suffolk border with my cousin Wendy. Now, we share the same grandparents and great-grandparents, so we were a generation apart. Out of the five children of Charles and Mahala Morley, my grandmother and Wendy's mother Barbara were both sisters, so that's the family connection to sort of simplify it. Now, last year, actually last month in December, we surprised Wendy, about 20 of us, with a special birthday. I'm not going to say how old she is or anything, but we all met up and done that. Now, you were born in the village of Badwell Ash, which is what we're talking about today, in 1932. And your parents were George William Nichols and Barbara Mahala Morley. They were both married in 1930, and then you came along in 1932. Now, where did you live, Wendy, when you were first sort of in the village and things?
Well, when I was... I can go back. We lived at Harleston in Norfolk.
Oh, yes, yeah. I know where that is, yeah.
Yes, yes. They were... My father was a chauffeur, gardener, etc. And my mother was cook, housekeeper, yeah. I suppose.
And that was up in Harleston?
Young's was the name, yeah. the people's name, right. I can remember. So that was early days.
Yeah.
Yes. Then the time came along from through the 30s until the war.
That's right, yeah.
39.
Yeah.
And at 39, my father went into the forces in early 40.
Yeah.
And at that period of time, we lived on the Norton Road at Great Ashfield.
Okay.
And I had to walk quite a long way from there down to Ashfield School.
That's right.
When I was old enough, when I was five.
Okay.
But my mother didn't stay there too long after then, because my granny moved into the council house.
Yeah.
At Badwell.
So this is on Hunston Road we're
That's
talking about.
That's right, yeah. Yes. And so mother took the opportunity to... well, not buy, of course, but hire,
yeah,
the cottage,
yeah,
and we moved from Norton Road,
yeah,
down into Badwell.
And this is in the street, is it? Yeah.
And then when I got five, I went to Badwell School.
Okay.
Yes.
And this was the school up Richard Road, sort of between
right.
the junction and
That's
the cemetery.
Right. Near the cemetery.
Near the cemetery.
Yes.
And this would have, was there still the two sort of classes or the two rooms
yes.
in the school?
The two rooms, yes. Yes, yes. And I started there obviously when I was five.
Yeah.
And I stayed there till I left school.
Yeah. And how old were you when you left school?
14.
14.
And why, I don't know, but the 11 plus came along at 11,
yeah,
when I was 11.
Okay.
But for some reason, mother didn't put me forward, so
right,
that happened. And when I came 11, I didn't sit. So I don't yeah. know whether I ever would have passed
no.
11 plus.
Yeah.
And eventually, I left school, so...
Yeah. Now, your dad, he used to drive the Eastern Counties bus at one time, didn't he?
Well, of course, he was in the forces
yeah.
through the war. He then was demobbed.
Yeah.
And he got the job in the Bury depot.
Yeah.
And he used to bike
yeah.
from Badwell there, can you believe, to Bury
yeah.
every day,
yeah.
home at night. But then when Fred Ellis retired at Walsham,
yeah,
my father got the job of the Walsham to Bury bus.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, so that was fortunate, really.
Because I've heard reports from Malcolm Frost about him and John when they were younger on the top deck, And I used to get told off if they didn't sit still.
I have heard about that. But yes, presumably. They ply him up.
They would, yeah, that's right. And then when he got to the end of the journey, he'd have to tell them off a little bit. Now, your dad's father, your grandfather, now he was in India in the First World War. We don't know a lot more about him, do we?
But I do know it happened because I've got ornaments in the front.
Yeah, that's right.
That he brought home.
Yeah. Now, he died in 1950, and his wife, which was Emma Sparrow before she was married, she was 1945. So she was actually a few, at sort of the middle of November when she died.
Well, I can't remember that.
So we said that Charles and Mahala had got the council house along in the start of 1940, which was number 9. Now, there was 10 council houses. Now, it's joined to number 10 at the end. Now, who used to live on that side, sort of where the houses, the last one, if you like? Who used to live next to them?
Laughlin's. Hilly and Chubb.
Yeah.
That's what they were called.
Well, that's right, yes, because everyone in the village would have had a nickname, wouldn't they?
Well, everybody.
Yeah.
And they had two sons, Ted and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Then came Granny.
Yeah.
And the Osbournes.
Yeah. Now, Ernie Osborne, we spoke about him on the phone the other day. Malcolm has spoke about him. Now, we know he lost an arm. You said, was it above the elbow?
Yes, I think it was.
In the First World War.
Yes.
Now, they used to live at number 8. So number 8 and number 9 would have sort of faced each other with a bit in between.
We knew all the babies growing along there.
You'd know all of them.
Lavinia was his wife's name.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, you said there was quite a few children for them.
Yes.
Now, obviously, you would have known some of them, wouldn't you?
Yes, there was... Betty was the oldest girl.
Yeah.
Ivan, Billy, Doreen.
Wait a minute, I'll find him on the tree. Here we are. We've got Betty, Ivan, William, which would be Billy, Doreen, Colin and Rosemary.
You're right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So we've got all of them. Now, from what I can tell, he was from up the top of Suffolk in the Hoxton area, which is where the Hoxton treasure come from. Now, he didn't get married up in that area till 1937.
Who is this? Mr. Austin?
This is Ernie, yeah.
Yeah.
Now... He got married up there, which I'm assuming his wife is up from that area. So it's 1937 they got married, and Betty, the oldest daughter, was born up in that area in 1938. And then it looks as though they've come here about October 39 when Ivan was born. So that's when they would have come here.
Yes, they desperately needed a house, you see.
So it looks as though, obviously, his First World War service is not really connected to Badwell. It's all before.
No, we don't know anything about that.
So that counts him out as sort of one of the ones we've got under query on the list.
No. He come from Bacton.
Yeah.
They moved from Bacton to Badwell.
Yeah.
And they took the council house.
Right, okay. Well, that clears it up, thank you. Now, who used to live next to them going back up the row?
Warren.
Yeah.
Yes, Warren's. That was Mr. and Mrs. Warren.
Yeah.
George, Ivy, Percy.
Yeah.
They were all there. They lived at
be number seven,
that's
wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. Number 7.
That was Sally gone and came and gone. She'll be back in a minute. That's okay.
Yes. So that was the Warrens.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Then we got Largent next, 6. And their daughter was my age, so she was Jean.
Yeah.
Freddie. Then I come a bit younger than these, so there was one or two more children.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. Jean and Freddie were my age. Down.
Yeah.
Then we've got Rose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would that be George? His family?
Yes, that would be.
Yeah.
Yes, there was George Rose, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yes, because he had this thing on his leg. No, that was Peter who was... That was the son. The son of that house. He had a... He used to come to school with me. He had a sort of caliper thing on.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kenny. That was us, Peter and Kenny of that house. Roses. Then we've got Bob Ray.
Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
Yes, they had one daughter, Connie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the next one was Gaffer.
Yeah, is that Charlie Gaffer? I've heard Malcolm talk about him.
Yes,
yeah.
He was an older man. They moved down from Langham down when Granny did. Just Mr. and Mrs. And I think there was a daughter, though.
Yeah.
Out of that house.
Yeah. Now, just going back a minute to George Rose, and you said there was Kenny and Peter, which was his brothers. Now, his parents were Reg Rose and Mabel Carey, and she was Dottie.
That's right, and she was Dottie.
Dottie, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we've got the ones you just said a moment ago, and then who would be in the next
Ray.
Bob Ray, that's
Bob
right.
Bob Ray,
yeah.
Connie,
yeah.
Just the one daughter. Then the Gaffer.
Yeah.
Older couple from Langham.
Yeah.
Then we've got the last two.
That's
they
right.
They were Smiths.
Yeah.
Reg. I think he was Reg.
Yeah.
And Rhoda Smith.
Yes.
And they had Victor and Michael.
Yeah.
As the sons.
Yeah.
Then the end one was Meekins.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... What was his name? Meekins. Winnie Meekins was the wife.
Wife.
Oh. Talbot.
Talbot
and Winnie.
Yeah.
Now, that was the...
Yeah.
All along.
Now, Talbot had a lot to do with the churchyard, clearing up and stuff later on.
He was quite very handy in the village.
Yeah, so there was him and Lutt after Clears had gone. Which is Clears Fordham for the benefit of the recording. So them two sort of done a lot together, and they worked like that sort of thing later on.
Yes, because Clears used to always wind up the church clock.
That's what he'd done.
You already know.
He'd done that for over 50 years. Now, you used to live down off Back Lane in Willow Close on the corner for a while, didn't you? Because your mum used to live in the cottages, which would be next to Mrs. Balaam and Tubby. There, and then you were just up the road, sort of on the left, as on the corner of Willow Close at one time. I can remember coming there.
Well, when Henry died,
it
was up Daisy Green.
Yeah.
I had to sell that up.
Yeah.
Because Mother was up there a little while with me, but that was too quiet for her up there. She wanted to get back into Badwell Street.
Yeah.
So,
Now, you lived also in St Mary's Crescent, if I'm right, at some time?
Before Henry was alive.
Yeah.
But where we were mainly was Evansley at Great Ashfield.
Yes, that's along the bottom there, I can remember that. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we were there 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
So he was there a long while. But then Henry got ill, you see.
Yes, that's right.
And he had this ulcerated colitis.
Yeah.
Which plagued him for a number of years.
Mm.
So that's why we left Evansley, simply because we wanted something smaller.
That's right,
Simply because he couldn't cope.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was... It was a bad move. We knew we'd done wrong, but that's how life is, isn't it?
Now, your mum, Barbara, when she died, she was 96, so she did live for a long time, didn't she? And obviously her sister Elsie was into her early 90s as well. So those two live really long. My grandmother Liz only lived into sort of late 60s. And then we've got Charlie, who died when he was 19 of cancer. And then Jack was not very old either when he died of cancer as well. So, I mean, he was only, I suppose, again, about late 60s, I think, from memory.
But Jenny's...
Jenny's,
Yes, I couldn't put an age on him, not actually.
Yeah. So there was sort of really four out of the five children which did have children. And we would sort of see each other sort of fairly, you know, fairly frequently during the year. Here we are looking at Jack. I think he's actually 68, I'm sure. He died in 1986. Yeah, he was 68.
Oh, he was awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. That was actually the first funeral I went to at Badwell, or the first one ever I went to. And I was only about sort of 14, I suppose, something like that, you know. Yeah, he was in the Green Howards regiment. Do you know much more about him in his military? Because I know he didn't talk about a lot.
No,
with that, you know. And I know he did go to Dunkirk.
Yes, he went to Dunkirk. He went right through Al Alamein.
That's right.
With what was that man's name? Oh, who led that out there in the desert?
What was that, Monty?
Monty,
yeah. Montgomery, yeah.
He went right through that, Jack did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got married in Badwell, at Badwell Church, because we have some pictures of that, which was in 1952 to Henry, and then your daughter Sally was born in 1956. So... When you were sort of living in the village a lot of the time, who were sort of the people who were living like near where you were? Who had the shop? Because obviously we've got...
Oh, Prykes.
Prykes, yeah.
Prykes, if you've not heard about that.
Now, my father used to be friends with Jeff Pryke.
Yes.
And he was best man at his wedding.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And then they were mostly boys, weren't they?
Yes. There was Jeff, the oldest. Yeah. Then there was John.
Yeah.
Eddie and Brian.
Yeah, Eddie used to do hair cutting in Ipswich, that's right. Yeah. One was a nurse, I think, my mum said. Yeah.
Yes, well, I think he was in that mental place there, wide of Ipswich somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes. So, John, that was John. Yeah.
So they had the shop.
Yes.
And who would have had the pub then?
Ah. Ah.
Obviously, you wouldn't have been going in there at that age or anything like that, you know, so...
Trying to think of Badwell Street as it was.
Yeah.
There was the pub.
Yeah.
And opposite the pub, there was the baker. We weren't the Woodses.
Yes.
It was Woods.
Yeah.
Then there was Prykes.
Yeah.
On the corner was Webb's.
Yeah.
That was the post office.
Yeah.
Then a bit further up was Pratt's.
Yeah.
Shop.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, obviously,
there wasn't anything else.
No, I mean.
Oh, there was. I believe. What was his name? He used to have sort of a small bicycle, mend and punches, and oh well, that's neither here nor there.
So obviously, St Mary's Crescent didn't come along till later on because that wasn't built.
I can just remember as a child going on to the field that's Mary's. Yeah. And I remember going round for the binder.
Yes.
I must have been took.
Yeah.
And see the rabbits run.
Yeah.
And the binder come round to cut the corn over there.
Yeah.
And St Mary's Crescent was built when Sally Ann was quite a baby.
Yeah, so as sort of in the second part of the 1950s we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know from Malcolm that Richard Close was sort of about 1970 because he said he was in number 10 up there, which was beyond the up near the cemetery.
Oh, yes.
So where else he was at number 2 next to the cemetery there, he'd be about 3 or 4 more round on that side. He said they moved in there in 1970.
Yeah.
And there's been obviously various people we know live up there, you know, over time and stuff.
Yes, older people moved up there.
That's right, because they're all bungalows. And then if you go sort of right round, then there used to be the pit, didn't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was to do with Bob Smith at one time, some of that.
Not the Richard Close one.
No, the other
that
one.
That was Simon's.
That was Simon's
land.
Land, yeah.
That Richard Close
was
partly built on with Simons.
Yeah.
Eric Simons. Yeah. Yes, Smith was
further.
Other way, the other towards way. Walsham.
Yeah, towards that way, that's yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what was it like in the Second World War in Bad? Well, obviously, there wasn't much bombing on the village. There was a few incendiaries on, what's the playing field, but that got away quite lightly, really. And then we had the Americans come to Ashfield and Shepherd's Grove in the middle. Now, do you used to say about them cycling through the village to get to Walsham?
Yes, yes. When we lived in the little house, as we call it, they come down Richard Close. Oh, that was double summer time.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was light until 10 o'clock more.
Mm.
And they all had the same bikes. They'd come down and go to Walsham pubs, and then they'd all come home again. Yes, at night. I remember that quite clearly. Yes.
Was there like a curfew when they had to be back by a certain time, do you think?
I should imagine.
Because I suppose they used to go around, the military police used to go around and round them up if they weren't, you know, all back or something,
Because we were surrounded, you see.
That's right.
There was hundreds of them.
Yeah. And did you used to go to like a children's party at Christmas on the airfield or anything? Did they used to pick you up for that sort of thing?
I never went.
You didn't go, no.
But they could have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No. No. I can remember up the back lane that the American lorries used to tip all their waste, if you like, up there, and people used to go and
sort of rummage through it,
everything,
right
down to tins of fruit. They used to laugh and say,
yeah,
because they always had plenty, you see.
That's right, yeah. Now, obviously, up the other end of the village, past the sort of the end of the council houses, there's the Fordhams and the Mill House. Now, our family sort of knew them quite well. And they, you would sort of bump into them, you know, on a daily basis if you were to live in the village. And obviously we spoke briefly about Clears doing the work in the churchyard and the clock and things like that. Now, they are a milling family from way back. And obviously this is just one branch in the village of Badwell where they've done that. Now, there's a couple of big houses still in Badwell. So we had Shackleland Hall, which was to do with Simons. Now, my father used to work up there because I've got a picture of him holding a horse. For a little,
Jeff?
He used to work up there when he was very young,
because they lived at that time at that on Holland's Hill.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now the two Nichols we spoke about, which were your grandparents, the one who was in India in the war. Now they used to work for Holland's before sort of my grandparents did, didn't
they? That was
a
coincidence.
Yeah, that's right.
The Nicholses were there when Mother knew my father.
That's right.
The right back teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how she met him, I suppose. Yeah. Yes, that's a coincidence, that is.
Now, there was Badwell Ash Hall up Badwell Green.
Shields.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Shields lived.
Oh, so that was Shields up there.
Shields. Yeah. Norman Shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as we sort of come back into the street, if you like, now there's Bullock's farm up there. Now, Elsie used to work for Mrs. Bullock at one time, didn't she? And she used to live in the bungalow there before moving up to Richard Close with Wilf.
You're right.
Because I can remember when they moved, John had got this sort of van, a closed-in van at the back, and they moved all the furniture and bits and pieces backwards and forwards with that, because obviously it's only a short distance. So they moved up there. I suppose that would have been sort of late 70s when they went up there. I reckon about 78, 79 possibly, something like that. And then David Smith went into that later. I don't know if he was the next person in that place.
Mm.
But he's another chap I've got to go and talk to.
Yes, yes.
And then obviously there's the new houses now which have been built there. Which sort of ran off on that side, but they wouldn't have been there originally, you know, back then, would they?
Richard Close, that was, yes, they did build more, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes, they went to the edge of the pit.
Yes.
Symonds's pit. They took, you know, as far as it was possible.
Yeah, because Wilf used to have a garage right round the top corner there.
Yes.
And he used to go and put the car away at night and then walk back round.
Yes, that's because there was a number just for the use of.
That's right, yes, that's it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be, I think there still is, there's like a pathway through somewhere where you come down near where the chip shop is. You can get down that way onto the street somewhere.
Yes, 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 you can.
That's right.
The land all tally on.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So we spoke about the hall and sort of it, and the shops and different things. Now, did there used to be, somebody spoke about petrol pumps used to be in Bagwell.
Oh, that was Pryke.
That was Pryke's.
There was one either side of the gates.
Oh, I see,
Yes, two pumps.
Yeah.
Yes, I can remember that being used, yes, in the war years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about the church? So when you would have been born, that would probably be Fanshawe at the church, the vicar.
Yes.
Who sort of came along after him? Because I know he died in 1945, and I think it might have been Douglas.
Yes, dear old chap he was. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Douglas into the village, yes.
Now, they had some... I think they had one or two daughters, if I remember right.
Yes, Mrs. Ross.
That's right. Now, she lived... I think she was the lady who lived when she was 100.
Really?
I'm sure, yes, I'm sure.
Oh, I think...
Was her name...
Mr. and Mrs. Douglas.
Yeah. Was one of the daughters called Nora?
It was Nora Ross.
Yes, that's right. She was 100, yes.
Yes, but they lived at that time at Elmswell.
Yeah.
But, of course, with Mum and Dad in the village, well, of course... They eventually came and moved into the vicarage.
Yeah. Now,
Mrs. Ross.
Now, for the benefit of people, listen, whereabouts was the vicarage? Was that sort of between number one, the council houses, and the fish shop? Is it along there somewhere?
Well.
A sort of set back from the road, isn't it?
Yes, there was what we used to call the... There's quite a lot of trees and that, and and the vicarage stood right back up a drive.
Yes.
Then you had the church room, didn't you? The church room.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that got burnt down.
That's the one that got burnt down. That's right. Yeah.
And that was the meeting place as I grew up, because the socials, and the dancers, so on in the village would be where we'd all congregate. Yeah. You know, whist drives and all that.
And that would be. What was there then? You said it burnt down, and then later on, the current village hall, sort of behind, between where the newer school is, which is shut down at the back there, that's where it is now, isn't it? That was built later on, sort of the newer village hall, but that used to all, things used to take place in the, what you said, just got burnt down.
As far as I remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they did have that small place up Richard Close on the left where the club used to be, didn't they? Because your mum used to go up there and Elsie used to go there.
Yes. There was a room,
I think.
For Mother used to walk up for the club.
Was that the Silver Ash Club? Silver
Ash
Club.
Over
60s. Because they used to go to the pub and have a meal about once a year. Mm. And then they used to go on and out and normally to the seaside or somewhere like that, didn't they?
Yes, you're right.
So when you were younger, did you used to go on a sort of an outing to the seaside or something with people from the village? Did they do anything like that?
There was one or two, but you've got to think the war years.
The war sort of interfered with that.
There was no petrol.
Yeah, no.
Because I remember Badwell Street and it was dark.
Yes.
No lights.
No street lights.
No. And occasionally, of course, petrol was rationed.
Yes.
And so you'd hardly see a car, only perhaps the doctors.
Yeah.
Just a very few people who ran a car because there was no petrol.
Yeah.
It was rationed. Yeah. Yes, I remember Badwell Street, you know.
Yeah.
And there was no lights. No, you'd just have the car come and the headlight. Can you imagine that, Bill?
Well, that's right, yes. You would sort of get all of that, wouldn't you? It'd be a bit different now. Yeah, I mean, nowadays some villages didn't get even electricity or power till about the 1950s. Some didn't even have running water properly. They'd have to go and get water.
Well, when we moved into the what we call the little house, as the family always say, we had a tilly lamp.
Yeah.
No electric.
No.
No, I remember Mother used to get a tilly lamp hanging in the.
And obviously it would be coal fire for heat or wood fire for heat, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What about sort of washing and things like that? Did they have to heat water up and do it like that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mother had a double oil heater.
Yeah.
And then she'd have a sort of like an oven, a metal oven over one to get cook in an oven.
To cook in it. Please? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in the war years growing up, well, we just had a tin bath for a bath.
That's right.
You know, had to heat the water. Yeah. And
I suppose people had to go in one after another to use the same sort of water and stuff.
You'd start off. Yeah. What else happened?
Yes, that's right.
Then it all had to be got rid of, you know. Yeah. Oh, dear.
So what was Badwell like after the First World War, for sort of say for the next 5 years, getting up to about 1950? Well, obviously, there were still things rationed for a while, wasn't there? You couldn't get just anything right away. It didn't all suddenly come back or anything,
no,
did it?
No. I mean, I used to take the ration books, mother and mine.
Yeah.
Because father was in the forces.
Yeah.
And go up to the corner shop and hand over the books.
Yeah.
There were hardly any sweets. I mean, no rotten teeth then.
No,
for children.
That's right. Yeah,
I'll just put a bit.
Yes, that's right. So in the war, obviously people had to queue a lot, and there was big queues at shops for things because they were a bit scarce. And you know, you would have had to wait. I know Granny Mahala, Elsie and Barbara have spoken about her having to go up to Walsham to the butchers, and obviously you have to queue outside, you know, and different
just
things tickets, like that.
Just your, you know, your ration book.
That's right.
I think I've probably got one in the cupboard now, ration book.
I've got, my mum's still got hers at home, and I have got like a pack of all things you would have had, and that shows all the identity card and everything like that, what you would have had as something you could buy. But that gives people who didn't live in that time an idea of what things like papers and all things looked like that, you know. What sort of things did you do when you were younger, like as hobbies in the village? Was there, you said there was whist drives and things like that, and what other things did you sort of do? Was there like a children's clubs or?
No. And not anything for children.
No.
But as you got to an age, well, there used to be social. Dance, you see.
Dance, yeah.
That was where we used to congregate.
Yeah.
Social, yeah. And Billy Frost from up Long Thurlow Row.
Yeah.
He used to play his accordion.
Mm.
And if you were lucky, somebody played the piano.
Oh, I see,
And then, of course, you've obviously heard about Paddy Dash's concert party, haven't you?
No.
Well, Paddy Dash, he was in the war, and he was discharged out because I think he got wounded.
Yeah.
And there was half a dozen of them. There's a woman used to sing, and an accordion, and there was a group that Paddy Dash's. Whatever was that? Anyhow, he was Paddy Dash.
Right.
And the powers that be in Badwell used to book him.
Yeah.
And he'd come to what was the church room.
Yes, that's right.
And we'd have a dance, you see.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And Billy Frost, who lived up Long Thurlow Row, he used to play his accordion if we couldn't get the Paddy Dash's group. That was all very antiquated, really. Nobody about was in the war.
No. Was there, I've never asked any of the other people I spoke to previously, was there like a village policeman or somebody in your time?
Walsham. There was the Walsham policeman. We didn't have one in Badwell.
So Walsham would cover Badwell.
That's right.
Who was that? Can you remember?
Oh, no.
No.
Well, Wilf was a special,
wasn't he? Yeah.
Because I can remember Henry always used to say when he came out on leave.
Yeah.
Wilf caught him one night biking to Walsham.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't got a backlight on his bike.
Yeah.
Robert, Henry used to laugh about that. He was a special, you see.
Yeah. I know Roy Clark's wife, who lives in Ashfield, my cousin June, when yes. she was little,
yes.
there had been a gale or something. Anyway, there was trees come down, and they went up there with their pram to get wood, you know, what had come down. And he said, "You can't have it." She said, "Why can't I have it?" And in the end, they took it, you know, because he thought that he was going to have it, you know. But, you know, yeah. now, so we've spoken about the church and sort of most of the shops and places, what was there. Can you think of anything else? Now,
you knew about Mrs. Blackburn with the milk, didn't you?
Now, who was Mrs. Blackburn?
Well, it was, they had the cows.
Yeah.
Kiosk, if you've got the kiosk, there was a kiosk, wasn't there, opposite the corner. Telephone
right.
kiosk.
Yeah, oh yes, yeah.
Just down there, they used to take their cows down, and that, I suppose it was, that's made into a house now, I suppose.
Yes, okay.
And that's where the Mrs. Blackburn used to push yeah. her bicycle round with two milk cans on yeah. the, and she'd come and Mother had put the jug out on the step, can yeah. you believe now?
Yeah.
With the saucer on the top.
That's
and Mrs.
right.
Blackburn had come and fill it up.
Yeah.
Fill it up and
yeah.
you'd leave the money.
Good oh, yeah, we wouldn't better do that now. No. So was there any other sort of things locally what you were able to get? You know, obviously everybody gardened, didn't they?
Yes.
That was a big thing for food, especially
yes.
in the war.
Yes.
You know, and they would do that. And I know from photographs, Grandfather Morley used to do a vegetable garden because there's a picture of them sitting outside in the summer next to a vegetable patch near the house.
Grandcharlie, you mean
yeah,
Charlie?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I used to help him
yeah.
When I was not very old, I suppose, war years, and I used to help him to drop potatoes at number 9.
Oh, when he
all on,
along
on
the,
that front there.
Yeah.
Yeah, all down to the gate.
That's right. Did, I suppose people would have had like a lot of apple trees and that type of thing, and you know, and then harvest your own sort of thing and keep them over the winter, wouldn't they?
Yes, yes, yeah. yes.
And
the country people
yeah.
were so much more able
yeah.
than the town people.
That's right.
You see, because
yeah.
there was always rabbits.
Yes.
If anybody was
yeah.
able to, I mean,
yeah.
and I suppose snare rabbits.
Well, I suppose they would have done in those days, because I mean,
yes.
there would have, with the sort of the two big houses, there would have been their own gamekeeper.
Yes.
I would have thought,
yes.
and then they would have done that on their land, and
yes.
then there would have been other sort of bits and pieces.
People used
yeah.
to poach.
Well, they did, didn't they? Yeah, I mean, that still goes on today, doesn't it? You know, and any
because you knew. My grandfather, Charlie,
yeah.
he was a horseman up at Simons's, you
that's,
know
that's
that.
That's right, yes.
Lovely Shire
yeah.
horses. I
yeah.
can remember, because it's ploughed field now.
Yeah.
Two big meadows there, and they used to play football on the top one.
Yeah.
Yeah, local boys, and yeah, and lovely Shire horses, two or three he used to keep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that was to help on the farm, as you know, as well as getting about if they needed to. Because when speaking to Malcolm, he was saying he could name like the five people who had a car when cars first came in, you know. So they were sort of quite scarce because that was horsepower in
yes,
those days, or
apart
bicycle.
From anything else,
yeah.
petrol was
rationed. Rationed.
So
yeah.
you didn't get any, only doctors or
yeah,
somebody
that's
like
right.
that.
Yes.
Perhaps the vicar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was a different world,
yeah.
completely different world. And
was there still a village pump for water when you were around? Whereabouts?
Yes, well, you see,
would that have been?
Well, can you remember all the hoo-ha really to do with blocking the back of Badwell Church? Mrs. Ross wanted Elsie to get involved, but she
wouldn't, no.
Because I can remember Open Ditch right down,
yeah,
which is close, you see,
yes,
to the corner.
Yeah.
And as children, we could walk under the road.
Yeah.
As the water ran.
Oh, I see, yes.
The water ran
yeah.
right under Badwell Street.
Yeah.
Well, it still does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But then
that was open.
We could play. We could go through there, and the water would come right down from Holland's Hill.
Yes,
right down. Lovely clear water.
Yeah.
Only rain water. There weren't no drains and stuff going in. And the other end of it, that was an open ditch, and the open ditch ran right round the back of the church wall.
Oh yes, I know. Yes, yeah.
But the wall ran, and then there was a width where people could walk. See, then that's there was an open ditch. Yeah. Well, the new people that live around that way, I mustn't say too much today, I? But there was they wanted Elsie to sign papers, and she wouldn't.
No.
Because they just took it. They into private dwellings.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, next to sort of the church coming back towards the shop, there's that sort of, it looks like a barn with a lot of flint pebbles on the end with a pitch roof. You just sort of see the end of it. Where you pull out of that junction, where you would go right to, like, where the shop is and the pub, there's a barn sort of sits there on the end there, and that's just got, like, some glass windows in the top there and pebbles all on the end of it. Who used to have that? Because that's sort of left of that is the bit where you go down towards the church. And then the other side would be what's the new school sort of thing. It's where the phone box is, that area.
And what was it you wanted to know?
That was sort of like a barn with a pebbled end.
That was Mrs. Blackburn's cows.
Oh, that was there,
That was the cows.
Right.
The land that the school was built on was Blackburn's meadows.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Right round then, before the village hall was ever built.
Yes, that's right.
All that land was Blackburn's. Yeah. They had their cows on there.
Right.
And that was how she had the milk to come round.
I see, yeah, yeah. Now, where did you go for butchers? Because did you go to Walsham for that?
That would have been that would have been the nearest, I should imagine.
So it would have been Rolf's, probably, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And bread you could get in the village, couldn't you? Because
there was woods
of bacon.
Opposite the pub. Yeah.
Did they have like a little delivery van eventually, or would they have? How would they have got it round?
I don't ever remember them having anything.
Yeah.
No. People used to have to go and get it in the village.
Have to go and get it, yeah. I mean, I suppose that would have just sort of served the village and
completely.
Yeah. Was there any other things you can think of what people could go and buy like that? I mean, Pratt's sort of sold
everything,
didn't they? Yeah.
Beer, groceries, everything.
Hardware.
Yes.
You said that was.
Because Mac Pratt,
he
was the son, and the old lady kept the shop going, she always laughed and said, through the war, so that Matt could have it when he was demobbed.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Because he went through, that doesn't matter, does it? He was,
I can remember Ruby, I can't remember Matt because he died, but I remember Ruby.
Well, apparently, she came on the scene and I think he met her in the war. She was something in the war.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's been very interesting. We've been going for about 45 minutes. It's been very interesting to talk to you, and thank you for all the memories and stuff. Just one more thing I've thought of before we close. Now, we spoke earlier on in the recording about Ernie Osborne and his loss of one arm in the First World War before he came to Badwell. Now, you said on the phone he had some sort of special bicycle because he used to work at in Bacton, was it?
Yes.
Now, that was it the fruit place?
Yes.
What was the company called, you said on the phone?
Blacks.
Blacks of Bacton.
Of Bacton.
Yeah. So that was, and he used to go and work up there.
Well, I will say that I remember as we were growing towards 14 at school, in the summer time when the blackcurrants there, we used to occasionally bike from Badwell up there to pick blackcurrants.
Oh, I see, yeah.
I've done that a number of times.
Yeah.
But Ernie's bike.
Yeah.
Yes, his bike.
So he had to adapt it sort of, you know.
I think he had a bit of metal.
Yeah.
And he's just stand on it.
Yeah.
Because you've got to get it going, yeah. You see.
Yeah. Did you yourself used to have a bottle?
Oh, dear. I just left it. Drink.
Yeah, let's have a drink, yeah.
Oh, dear. Get this big poop. That's talking.
That's right, yeah, it does, yeah, and the heat and everything, yeah. So we just got under the subject of bicycles. Did you used to have a bicycle yourself when you were younger?
Yes.
And obviously a lot of people did. I can remember when Elsie used to live up Richard Close, she did used to have sort of what I'll say as a couple of vintage bicycles in the shed. What they used to have, you know, with the chain guard and everything, probably a lot different to what there is now. So yeah, and that's what people, unless there was a motor vehicle, then that's what they done or walked, wasn't it?
Yes.
You know.
Yes, there was no petrol, so no. You ride it out. You see.
Yeah.
So people had to cycle. Yeah. Simple as that.
Yes. Was there anything else sort of happened? Obviously, we had bad winters with snow from time to time, and people had to deal with that. Was there much flooding about in Badwell at all that you remember? Because obviously, there's lots of water courses and things like that.
Yes. Well, of course, somebody said about Langham floods and
the fields.
Yeah,
yes.
All used to come up. We'd go down and skate on
it when it was frozen.
Cold,
yeah.
As growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, land has all been drained there.
That's right.
That's all gone.
And I suppose there was ponds back then, and that would take a lot of the excess water, wouldn't it, in the winter months when it wasn't needed for other things, you know. Mm-hmm.
They all got filled in, you see, in the war years. Hedges taken out, ponds all, I remember the family used to say about the plough would have gone right to the edge of the road, take all the grass verge and everything for food production.
Well, that's interesting. Well, thank you for sharing all your memories with us, Wendy. And at least we've learned a lot more about Ernie Osborne.
His bicycle.
Yes,
I can see him now. He's quite an incredible man, really.
Because Malcolm said he used to play that field along where you sort of go into Langham, along there somewhere. He used to play that better than a chap with two hands. He used to do it with one arm with a hoe sugar beet.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he said about that the other day, not to me, but somebody else. No, he said, no. You know, he can remember
that's
him doing that.
He remembers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you know, he was. She wasn't very old, Miss. You haven't got this on now, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you have.
Yeah. Well, we'll draw that to a close. Well, thank you again, Wendy. Okay.